Hi, my name is Brandy Woodry. I am a daughter of Christ, wife, mother of three beautiful daughters, and a full-time public school teacher. Emerald is my birthstone. While researching, I learned that the toughness of an emerald is generally poor. I am an emerald daughter because I find my strength to do all things in my life from my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You don't have to have a May birthday to be an emerald daughter. Come, won't you join me for today's episode? This episode is a beginning to our study of cognitive distortions. And today's episode is going to be on the cognitive distortion called filtering. According to Carry On Coaching, LLC, and the website is Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, on-coaching.com, the definition of filtering is, you focus on the negative details while ignoring all the positive aspects of a situation. And so, as a daughter of Christ, I thought that taking this concept of filtering and this definition and digging into the Bible to see where might this be found, one of the scriptures that stood out to me that kind of represents filtering is in Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. It happened as they went on their way. He entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister left me to serve alone? Ask her, therefore, to help me." Jesus answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her." This reminds me that Martha essentially is so focused on the work that needed to be done that she almost missed the whole purpose of the work, which was Jesus's visit. And so this idea of filtering, again, cognitive distortions or thought distortions are when in filtering is when you are just so focused on the negative that you miss out on the good or on the positive. And so in this case, it makes me think about I can relate to Martha because I oftentimes am the one that is trying to get everything together and to make things work. And specifically in this story, I feel like it's sometimes like when you're in charge of something and you're trying to make it work and you're bustling around doing things, and there are moments where you get so frustrated because all you can see is the negative, the fact that you seem to be the only one that's doing something, when in reality, there are others that have been involved as well. And as well as you almost sometimes get caught up in this whirlwind of wanting to dime out other folks that you feel aren't pulling their weight or aren't helping out or doing what you might be doing. And so as a wife, sometimes that looks like when you don't get help because maybe you didn't ask for it. And so you act like you never get help. You know, I know as a wife, there are times that I get frustrated if I'm up doing laundry, moving around the house, getting things done. And then I look in and my husband might be sitting in the chair watching TV. And there's this moment that I just get so caught up in that negative aspect that I don't see the positive aspects of, for example, that maybe he just came in from doing all the outside work that I didn't agree to help with. And so this idea that you get caught up on these little negative details and then you ignore all the positives. As a mother, sometimes I struggle to identify the positives when I'm surrounded by a messy house. And I don't know about you, but when the house gets messy and when it's finally time to clean the house, sometimes it just sets me off and upsets me. And it leads to me constantly nagging or yelling about something specifically that I'm having to pick up or clean up or do.
And I oftentimes forget that just because something is not done the way that I want it to be done does not mean that it's not done. And so specifically with cleaning, you know, if my children help me clean, if I expect it to be at a certain level, there are times that I have to remind myself that, you know, the positive out of this is that they're helping, that they're lifting their hands, that they're picking things up, that they're cleaning, versus when, you know, I want it to be done a certain way. And so I get caught on this negative detail of it being done a certain way and sometimes forget about the fact that the positive is that they're even in it with me to help me to begin with. As a teacher, sometimes one bad event can make you question things. And in terms of sometimes that bad event can be something monumental, and it might make you question your calling and your entire career, and asking yourself, is this one thing a sign perhaps that I'm not meant to be where I am and to do what I'm doing? And I think that the important piece to this, and part of what therapy taught me this summer, is that you have to oftentimes kind of step out away from that filtering mindset and look at the evidence. You know, if I, you know, I had a particular bad event occur in my career this last year, and I basically thought that that was a sign telling me that maybe this wasn't supposed to be my calling anymore, because I've always looked at teaching as being my calling and it's a big part of my identity and who I am. And one of the things that my therapist asked me to do was to step back and ask myself essentially, like, is that true? Is it just because one big event occurred, is it true then that this just basically does away with all other evidence or all other life experience and career opportunity and on and on that has occurred? And so when I started looking at the evidence and kind of took a step back, it made me realize that, you know, one bad event does not equal the, you know, this questioning of whether this is my career or not, or whether this is my calling or not, that there's enough other evidence that exists to prove that I am where I'm meant to be, and that one bad thing doesn't have to completely make you question everything that you've ever done before. And I think this is true of any career. I mean, every career has ups and downs. And as a teacher, you have ups and downs. And sometimes it's within your day, like 1 hour, something happens that makes you laugh and it seems great. And then the next hour, something happens that kind of brings you down a little bit. And I think that's true of any career. And I think that we do have moments where we question things and we wonder. But again, if you take a step back out of that filtering mindset, out of focusing on only the negative, if you step back and actually open up your mind to the positive aspects, you start to see patterns there that tell you that this is not that it's not true, that it's not the way that things actually are. I'm also a runner, and I feel like I say that loosely right now because I haven't actually been running much. This last year, I did have to have surgery, and I had to take a full 6 to 9 weeks of recovery. And throughout that process, prior to that even, I had had some physical things. And so in terms of actually running like I used to run, that hasn't officially been happening, but it is a new year coming and I'm, you know, in that and I'm working on that. But even as a runner, sometimes if you cannot keep up with what you used to do, then you discredit doing what little you can. And again, I look at this in terms of running and I think to myself, oh, well, I can't run 10 miles like I used to in a single run. And so then me walking a mile today doesn't seem like it's that significant or that important, or that, you know, that it still qualifies me as a runner per se. And at the end of the day, I think this is also kind of bigger than just running. You know, any time in life when you can't keep up with something that you used to do, but you can just do a little bit. You know, maybe you can't keep up with the fast pace that you used to because you need a break for some reason. But in the process of that break, you can do something small. And if you discredit what little that you can do, that being the positive piece, and you only focus on the negative aspects of, you know, this idea that, oh, because I can't do as much as I used to, then, you know, then ultimately I just must not be able to do anything. You know, this idea that you focus only on the negative details and you're ignoring the positive, this filtering aspect. And so I do think that it's really important that we take a step back and that we look at the positives and that we ask ourselves that question of like, is this true? Our encouragement today comes from the fact that Jesus tells Martha that Mary is okay, that he essentially is saying that, you know, hey, Martha, like open up, you know, open your eyes and see the positive aspects here. And so what I get from that is that Jesus loves us how we are for who we are. And he loves Martha, that she serves and that she's, you know, hustling bustle and that she's doing these things. And he also loves Mary, who's taking the moment to sit and be with him. And I think that, at least for me, I know that Jesus knows me, that he has a relationship with me that is so close and so in depth that ultimately he knows who I am. He knows when I'm going to hustle and bustle and when I need to sit and just be with him. And so I think that we can find encouragement from this story, from this idea of taking a step back from the filtering piece, from focusing on those negative details and ignoring the positive aspects, and actually pause for a moment to look at the bigger picture and the bigger purpose and those positive things that are happening. Again, these are all just my thoughts. I'm not an expert, but as I was thinking about each of these cognitive distortions, these thought distortions, these different ideas kind of popped into my head, and it was how I could relate to these things. And I don't know, I'm hoping by sharing my experience, maybe you can relate to some of these things. And that by being more aware of when we are doing these things to ourselves, when we are filtering, when we are looking at only negative and not able to see the light or the positive, how very damaging that can be for us. And so today I'd like to end this in prayer. Dear Lord, please allow us to see all of a situation. Help us to identify when we're filtering, to have an awareness. Please help us to look to the good, and to help us know that all things shape us and that you are our hope and our future. We thank you and we praise you, precious and holy name. Amen. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. If you like what you heard, click subscribe to be notified of future episode releases. It is my goal always to leave this world a little better than I found it by being a light in the darkness. Finding my strength through Jesus Christ, this Emerald Daughter is saying, stay happy, healthy, and safe today and always.